Maradona.
Maradona to his left, and Maldano to his left.
Maradona going at them again. Brilliant run by Maradona.
The tributes are flowing in for Argentinian football legend Diego Maradona, who has died at the age of 60 after suffering a heart attack. Maradona had been recovering from brain surgery in Buenos Aires. Described as one of the greatest players of all time, Maradona was captain when Argentina won the 1986 World Cup and produced a series of sublime individual performances. He also sparked controversy, scoring the now infamous Hand of God goal against England in the quarterfinals. Here in a 2006 interview with the BBC, Maradona recounts the Hand of God incident where he pushed the ball into the net with his hand.
It was your hand or the Hand of God?
Yes, you know, for me, man.
It was my hand. With this, I don't mean any disrespect to English fans.
Al hincha de fútbol de Inglaterra.
But this is something that happens. We used to do this. I had scored goals before in Argentina with my hand. It was a goal that I couldn't reach it, and Shilton was already there, so I couldn't head it, so I did like that.
Now, Juventus star Cristiano Ronaldo wrote this on Instagram: "Today I say goodbye to a friend, and the world says goodbye to an eternal genius, one of the best of our times, an unparalleled magician. He leaves a legacy without limits and a void that will never be filled." Tottenham manager Jose Mourinho wrote, "Damn, dude, I will miss you." Our correspondent Frankie Digis is in Buenos Aires and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon here.
Sad news for football fans around the world. How is Argentina reacting this morning?
Not very well. This is a country that lives, breathes, and just adore soccer and football, and Maradona was their god, so God is now gone. Unfortunately, it wasn't the way, his life wasn't the way anyone would have wanted to live. He was very successful on the field, but he had many demons he chased throughout his career because he was Maradona and he was known all over the world. So as much joy as he had around a soccer ball or a football, the rest of his life wasn't as colorful as it was on the field. So, truth is, he's now resting in peace.
Did Maradona maintain the level of support he had when he was playing football with all the controversy that came later in life? He was someone who came from humble beginnings. Did he stay sort of a man of the people, so to speak?
He stayed a man of the people, even though his humble beginnings were just beginnings. He left those humble beginnings when he started to play professional soccer at 16. But, I mean, his fame, his presence just grew exponentially every time he did something, every time he spoke. He always fought against lost causes, one of which was Argentinian soccer. I mean, we were perennial losers, and he took us to the World Championship in 86. We had won the World Championship in 78 under different circumstances at home. So he's been the champion of the poor, and unfortunately in our country we have far too many of those.
Tell us, for those who aren't big football fans, what was it about Maradona that made him so special?
Just his ability, his vision, his speed, he had a love affair with the ball. He could do things that no one could imagine could be done. You mentioned Cristiano Ronaldo. We say Messi is much better than Cristiano Ronaldo here in Argentina. He's another one of ours. And he played in teams that were not as efficient as the teams these two guys played in. And he just took everything he touched, every player that played with him, he just took them to a new level. So basically, I think his legacy is what he could do with a ball, what he could... the joy he brought to everyone that just saw him play.
As we mentioned, he came from poor, humble, an upbringing that was fairly poor and humble. Why, though, did he garner the level of fanaticism amongst fans? If we look at Naples, where he went and turned around that club, the fans there treat him as a god.
Again, I mean, he went to places where was desperately needing someone to follow, a leader, a god, if you want to put him. And that's, I mean, it's sport we're talking about. But Naples, the poor city in Italy, where they had never won a Scudetto, a championship, where, I mean, they were perennial losers. And then comes this guy who was already on top of the world and took them to places they could never imagine. And the fact is, Napoli is as hurt at the moment as Argentina is. And it's just because he went there and he gave them hope, he gave them joy, he gave them something to be proud of. And in a way, that's also the case in Argentina. Thanks to Maradona, we were proud of a lot of things on a soccer field.
He was controversial, as you've mentioned. There were those who were very unhappy about the Hand of God incident. There's been the drugs, both performance and non-performance enhancing. What are we to make of that part of his legacy?
I can tell you that it was never sport-enhancing drugs. It was always social drugs, which actually make you a lesser sportsman. But even then, he was such a different kind of... he had a different kind of body. I mean, he could have died. He should have died ages ago. He had so many brushes with death, and he only survived because he was strong. I mean, there was something in his body that was stronger than the common human being. So that, in a sense, is also part of his legacy. This guy fought against everything, and they kept telling us that he was better and he was coming out of drugs and whatever, but he failed that test horribly. I mean, but again, it's very hard to imagine what being Maradona is, just not being able to go anywhere in the world and be yourself. I mean, you're always this icon that is followed by thousands of children, and even he hasn't played professional soccer now for 25 years, and he's still a guy that couldn't walk out of the street. So that's part of... I'm not trying to condone what he did, but it kind of gives you a perspective of why he got into drugs and why he needed some escape. And then Hand of God, I don't know what you're talking about. There was a fair goal.
I'll leave that one for our business editor who has got a different view. Listen, for Argentina, I see that reports that it's 3 days of mourning now. What sort of funeral can we expect there?
At the moment, they're just discussing what will happen. It's okay that there's going to be 3 days of mourning, because again, he's a national hero. He'll go with the national heroes that took the country wherever it is now. But the president just cleared his agenda for the next 3 days, which is ridiculous. But having said that, they're talking about maybe the Congress or maybe even the Diego Maradona Stadium, which is from the club he started, Argentino Juniors. And, I mean, they're just... It's a decision the family will have to make. And the family, part of his sad story is that he was so rich that everybody was trying to feed off his pocket. So there's a lot of infighting within his family and whatever. Again, as I said earlier, he's now resting in peace, which is something he didn't have for 45 years.
Frankie, thank you very much for that. Really appreciate your comments this morning. Frankie Degas there is our correspondent in Buenos Aires.